Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz, South Florida, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Good afternoon. This is Diva JC on Music Woman Radio, sponsored by Women in Jazz South Florida. Today, I'm in Dallas, Texas, with an old friend. That was the music that you heard by Peggy Ducanel on our compilation CD of fabulous female composers. My old friend is Sandra Kay, who is here with me in her hometown of Dallas, and she's on a three-month hiatus from her gig in China that she's going to tell us all about. The weather here is hot, hot, hot. Yeah, makes you appreciate whoever invented air conditioning. And I do want to tell you that next Tuesday, August 4th, we're going to have a special show with some of the registrants for the Symposium on Women in the Arts. We had to cancel it because we didn't get enough registrants, but we're going to start talking about the importance of lobbying for women musicians and women in all the arts. So tune in next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. So we're here in Central Time. It took us time to get that together. Genius that I am, yes. But anyway, let me bring in Sandra Kay and let's hear what she has to say. Good afternoon, Sandra Kay.
Hello, Diva Forever. How are you?
I'm just wonderful, and I'm tickled to be here with you.
Well, I thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of the show again. It's been quite a while.
Yes, it's been since 2008 when we first started, I think. We might have done one in between. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But anyway, Sandra, tell us, how did you first come to music?
I first came to music, well, professionally, in 1987. I won an amateur contest at the West End Cabaret in Dallas, Texas. It's been a part of my life because I was always in choirs as a girl and always loved entertaining and singing all of my life.
I know the answer to this, but tell our listeners, who is your greatest mentor, your greatest musical mentor?
Oh, well, I'd have to say that being Miss Dinah Washington, my favorite all-time vocalist. And, you know, I could emulate her pretty good when I was a younger girl. Today, I have to do Sandra Kay too much.
Well, that's a good thing. That's what I teach my students, that they have to find their own voice. You know, a lot of people say that I sounded like Ella and Carmen. But, of course, Dinah was one of my first influences, as was Sarah Vaughan and several other vocalists. So, Sandra, you have been in China now. How long have you been in China?
Well, I've been living there now for 5 years. I had been in and out of there for years before I decided to live there a while, play there a while. So it's been about 5 years.
And how did you first go to China? What was the impetus for that? How did you first go there?
Well, I would say it was in 2005. It's the first year that I went. I sent a press kit to a club out there, and they invited me to come. And I had, and then after that, 5 years ago, I decided to stay there a while because there was lots of things to do there, lots of clubs to play at. And there even get more, like right now they have a place called Heyday. But, you know, while we added, I'm playing at the Waldorf Astoria, Shanghai. And there is a new place there called Heyday that is just a really fine jazz club. And you don't find really fine jazz clubs anymore for some reason. But they have one there.
So now I'm going to tell the the listeners that you were the person that took me to China in 2006. So we were at CJW. You were at the Bund, then on the Bund, and I was in Shin Tin D, which is like the Greenwich Village in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we both worked 6 nights. We had separate apartments,
mm-hmm.
but we got to go every Tuesday night for that foot massage.
Oh, yes. You want to, if you ever go to China, you want to go and get a foot massage and a full body massage. You want to get that in Shanghai. And we had a Tuesday night set date. That was really, really nice. And we also took time to go to a place that had, you know, blind masseuse. And this was the finest place to go to get a massage. And, you know, they stayed booked in that place. And it was, you know, it's a very nice place, too. And the blind masseuse lived in the place where we went to get the massage. And I always go back there once a week or so now.
Well, now that was close to my apartment. I could actually walk home.
That's right. I remember
yeah.
you walking home from that place. Yeah.
And I'd walk on air from there. I would do that on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, it really was Wednesday morning when we went to get the foot massages.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1:30 in the morning.
That's right.
And we would be there until 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 in the morning.
That's right. It would be daybreak before I got up to go home. It was just really nice. I really enjoyed that. And it's more fun when you have a lot of people with you.
So they give you the green tea and they have the bucket with the leaves in it. Oh, my goodness. That was just
ginger packs. Okay, the ginger packs for the ankles and the knees.
And, you know, as singers, we needed that because we worked hard.
Yes, absolutely right. And this night, yes, we deserve those massages with the ginger packs. Yes.
But also, CJW stood for cigar, jazz, and wine.
Yes.
And the cigars were murderous.
Yes.
they would kill us.
Oh,
but we
yes.
made it through. I made it through 3 months there.
Yes.
And you are still there. Now, they don't smoke up at the Waldorf, do they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, my.
But I think they keep it so cool there. I think that really does help. Help the smoke get on out of the air, you know. And I haven't had any coughing spells there. And I keep my little fan with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a coughing spell the last week at CJW. Almost choked to death on the stage from the smoke, mm-hmm. the cigar smoke. But I made it through. But now I want to know, you know, I know the answers to these questions, but do you work with Chinese musicians, American musicians? Who are your musicians?
Okay, my basic band are all Americans. And the setup for this is very different than most jazz clubs. On Monday through Thursday, I work with a piano and bass. Then on Friday, they add a saxophone. Then on Saturday, they take away the saxophone and add a drummer. Now, everyone knows that a basic jazz setup is piano, bass, and drum. So on the days that it's just the piano, bass, and voice, we present something that is very nice in our drummer. So people expect to see that drummer in a jazz set.
Yeah. You told me that this club that you work at is called the Long Bar, and it's the oldest bar?
Well, I don't know if it's the oldest bar, but it's the longest bar.
Oh, the longest.
And it's, you know, it's located inside the Waldorf Astoria. So,
is it first floor? Second?
It's the first floor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You walk down and up.
Mm-hmm. Because when I was there with you, you were at the Westin, which was on the 50th floor of
yes.
the Westin Hotel.
Yes, that was the the 50th floor of the Bond Center where the Westin Hotel is located. And the 50th floor was the most beautiful room. It was at the very top of the building, and the whole perimeter of the building was CJW's restaurant and their club.
Mm-hmm.
And view from that place is spectacular. Almost every view in Shanghai is beautiful, you know.
I was there on Sundays, and it was terrific, really terrific.
Yeah, you were there on Sundays, right.
Now, do you work other gigs over there?
Well, I've been playing Hay Day on Sunday, which is my only day off. But, you know, I love Hay Day so much, I gave up my off day to play there. And I periodically work with big bands. And Alex Hobbit is the big band leader at Jay-Z's now. And we've done quite a few performances, and we have one coming up at the in Dahlia, which would be Jay-Z's festival. So if you want to be a part of that Jay-Z's festival, go to Jay-Z's website and fill out an application and get it in early, because it has to be very good at choosing people that nobody knows. And it always turns out that there's someone who's wonderful that you're so glad they brought, you know. So I think their website is Jay-Z's Festival. jzfestival.com.cn. But I'll give that to you later if you can put it on your website or something so that people can actually try to get their application in.
Now, I want to tell everyone that we have 292 members, and Sandra Kay is number 36. Yes, ma'am. And she's been with us since the beginning of Women in Jazz South Florida. And she is, of course, one of my dearest friends. That's why I'm here with her in Dallas.
You are my dearest friend.
I love you.
I love you too.
Now, you worked in Beijing.
Yes, I did.
Where did you work in Beijing?
The Land Club is a beautiful, beautiful place. You've got to see it if you ever go to Beijing. And lots of my friends have played there. But I had one gig in Beijing. Other than private functions with the big band, I've only played there once for 3 months. Then it was really nice to play there.
And then you worked with Beijing in Shanghai and in Guangzhou.
Hangzhou. Yeah, I never did play Beijing in Shanghai.
Oh, okay.
I went straight to Hangzhou and played at their second club. And but I've always worked with their big bands, with Jay-Z's big bands. With the Scoys, having a quartet or a trio that I played with at Jay-Z's, I've never done that. That's something I can put on my list.
And did you use your own chart?
Yes. I do use my own charts and my own arrangements that were done by Scott Buckland and other people, you know.
Okay, talk a little bit about where you worked here in Dallas.
Well, I don't work anywhere in Dallas anymore. However, when I did play in Dallas, I played at the Hideaway, which is a wonderful gay bar in Oakland that's now defunct. And regularly when I lived in Dallas. And I played any number of clubs in Dallas when I lived there for 20 years. You know, I played all the clubs that everybody played. And nothing stands out more than the Hideaway.
Mm-hmm.
Because I played there for 8 years. And that was the main thing I was doing other than big band concerts.
Now, what about other foreign countries? You worked in Turkey, right?
Yes. I went to Turkey the very first time I left the country. I went to Turkey for 3 months. And I played Turkey, Spain, Greece.
Where in Africa?
China, Japan, Nigeria. I did a church concert there.
And where in Japan?
Kyoto.
Kyoto.
And Osaka.
And you liked working in Japan.
Oh, absolutely liked working in Japan. Japan knows how to host a musician, sweetheart. It is really, really a wonderful place. And when you play for any club there that I've ever heard of, you're going to be treated like royalty. They're going to give you a fabulous apartment to live in and all the amenities. Now, other places aren't as extravagant as they can be, but I really love playing in Japan. For that reason, and another reason is you will find people there who know your music and who know more about your music than you do.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing is they love the music. They know where it came from, and they love it.
Mm-hmm. So what is your plan now? You have two recordings.
Yes, I'm about to do two CDs this year. I'm going to do one R&B and one jazz, of course. And I'm doing the R&B CD because of the customers. You know, they love these R&B songs, and they're always requesting them. So I decided from all of the requests I get, which I was doing most of the songs that they asked for, and I did it because of them.
And who are you doing it with?
Well, I'm going to come home and work with Scott Buckland and his band. And he's going to do, with him, I'll do the R&B CD.
So you go back to China to work, start work in October the 1st.
Yes.
At the Waldorf.
Yes, ma'am.
And you'll be there for 6 months.
That's right. I have a 6-month contract starting October.
Okay. And then you come back, what, after March or
yes.
April?
Yes.
And then you'll do your recording.
No, I'll do my recording. That's right. I have to think about that, don't I?
You do.
Because now I can't do anything while I'm in Dallas right now. So I'll have to do it when I come back. Yeah.
And so what would be your advice to a young woman coming into the music business?
Well, my advice would, first and foremost, you have got to live and love your music. Because I believe that the best way to interpret a song is to know it very well. And to keep your chops up, you must sing every day. And the difference in, I think the first thing about the business end of being a vocalist is to learn the business. Because when you know the business, of course, you can operate better in it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sandra Gay is here with us. We didn't have any of her music, but you can go to sandrakay.com. It's being renovated right now, but it'll be up very soon. And we are itching to have Sandra Gay back in the States with us. She's been trying to get me to go back to China, but I don't think that's going to happen. So we're going to go out. Peace feeling by our president, Lord of we'll be back next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to discuss lobbying for women in the arts. So thank you for coming in and share the archive of the show. Okay, I love you. I love you.
Oh, thank you so much, Diva, forever. I love you too.
Okay. Thank you.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz, South Florida, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.